You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Buckets. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This shelly you, hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right, Norchad. Norchad entered the draft.
Officially. We had talked about.
He did do that last year as well.
So, all right. Do we think he's gone this time?
Well, can we just say, like, from the Instagram page, like, or the post that he did, it sounded like he was gone, right? And then it came out later.
Did he not do that last year, though, too? Like,
it was worded differently. Like, because didn't he mention retaining his eligibility? I guess I could just look it up, but I thought he said something about, like, retaining his eligibility as well.
I mean, I didn't expect a copy paste of last year's, but. It needs to be Lakers in one first, buddy.
It's not on his Instagram anymore.
I mean, Max is right. According to Coach L, Norchad barely speaks English. So, that's still the most bizarre thing Coach L has said. It's like, you know, he'd be a better leader, but he, you know, English is hard for him. Than like a day later, who was like ACC academic player for the whole conference. It's like, I'm pretty sure his English is fine. No, actually, he speaks really good English. I don't know what the hell Coach L was talking about.
So, what do we think? What do we think his chances are that he returns? Like on a percentage? I'm gonna say 50-50.
Wow, I think it's like 90-10 he's gone.
I was going to say 30-70, so 30% chance that he comes back. 70% he goes.
Max has him in the negative.
Slightly biased.
I think him and Nigel are in the same boat in that their draft stock is basically what it was last year. So, like,
well,
I think Nigel's
is worse probably, though.
Maybe because of the injuries, but like, whatever. But neither of them were draftable really last year, and I still don't think they are. So, I don't see what the point of going through the process is, except he's not going through the process. He's just leaving. Right? I don't think he's like evaluating where he's going to get drafted.
Do we think he's going to get drafted?
No.
I think if he had a chance, this is the best draft class to like.
Well, that's true. The draft class is Polito, but I mean, I'm not sure where what his position is.
Yeah, because he can't guard out on the perimeter. He, well.
Well, he's maintaining his eligibility because he hired like an NCAA.
Right, he maintains that. I guess my point is, though, what is he hoping to discover in the draft evaluation process? I mean, join a bunch of other Canes in Israel. No, but I don't. He can't possibly be thinking like he's gonna enter the draft and like get some kind of substantively better evaluation than he got last year. But that's why I think he's entering the draft to leave.
Yeah.
It's one of those like, okay, I'm done with college, so whatever happens, happens type of situation.
I mean, he's going to have his degree.
From one of the greatest universities in the country. Right, Vish?
Sure.
Right up there with Long Beach.
Yeah, no, I think he's done with college. I think Max is right. He's going to graduate. And...
Matt, you couldn't even keep a straight face.
Look, man, I'm not...
Hey, Long Beach is number one in the city of Long Beach.
I am not going to participate in your Long Beach pass.
In the LBC.
I think Melissa is more of a fan of Long Beach at this point than I am.
I can't even tell if she's serious. Unlike some people who don't buy, you know, their co-host hoodies, but, you know.
You're right.
Matt, let me know.
I'm not gonna worry about the AC in my car. I'm just gonna
Matt,
I'm gonna get you a discount code, Matt.
If you want me to actually boot her, let me know.
No, I would never do that.
He knows I'm just messing with him.
I know. Did you think I would seriously boot you if Matt was like boot her out? What are you serious?
It is. And that's why we're saying like this would be.
But he's still,
that's a big reason why Keyshawn's not coming back, because he's getting first round grades in a lot of different sites and he may not get that next year.
Yeah, but I just, Keyshawn's a totally different case. Yeah. I'm just looking at Norchad, I'm like, there's not upside. If anything, what he proved this year is he can't play on the perimeter. Like, I think he came back, you know, thinking I'm going to show off my range because Lord knows he shot a bunch of threes. He's going to show that he could be a stretch four or something in the NBA, and he showed he couldn't, essentially. So I mean, honestly, would you draft him for NBA GM?
Do you think there's any chance that he goes through the process and they tell him, like, hey, you're not going to get drafted? And, like, I think, all right, maybe I should go back. I mean, I guess it is possible, but, like, how slim?
I think it's very likely he gets a borderline second round draft grade. And second round to undrafted.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably likely. But again, I think he probably knows that. Like there's no way he thinks he's gonna go to the prospect, oh yeah, you're a top 20 pick or something. And frankly, once you fall into the second round, you know, then you don't have a guaranteed contract. So then that's the line of demarcation.
No, so I mean, it's right. He's most definitely will get paid overseas, but
yeah, which is,
I mean, even overseas though, there's like, I think it's painted as like a certain way, but there's a lot of cons playing overseas. I mean, if you ask a lot of the former Canes and whatnot, so
it depends on where some of these guys land.
I know, but where he would probably land like right out the gate, like some of those guys have trouble like just getting their earnings. So I just feel like it's, you know, when you compare it to college, you know, if you can stay an extra year, but it, you know, he's got to do what's.
I mean, I don't know what he has. I don't know what he has a line on though. Like if he can get into Spain or something, he'll get paid. And he speaks the language, and it's much easier adjustment for him than other guys.
Yeah.
If you end up with some of those Eastern European leagues,
yeah,
that's a tough way to make a living. As Matt said, a lot of shady ownership that sometimes just don't pay.
Yeah.
So, but I'm assuming he's got a line on. I mean, he's also valuable to clubs from the standpoint of he is, and you'll see this at our game sometimes. Matt and I certainly saw it at the ACC tournament. He's like a bona fide celebrity in Nicaragua. And so he'll bring, like, if you're like a, you know, middle tier Spanish club, he'll bring attention. People will buy his jersey.
Like, I mean, not that you guys would care about this, but he's not bad to look at either. So, I mean, that can get some fans.
She's testing to see if I will ever boot her out. The answer is no, but she's trying.
I mean, he is a beautiful man.
Cheers. No, but that's the evaluations they do in Europe when they pick players too. It's like, I'm paying this guy money. How much money can I make off of them? Because the way they do stuff is very different there. They keep the image rights generally. So they use them in advertisements and shit, and the club gets the money. So they look at the marketability, and he's got that.
Thanks for pointing that out, Max.
What is going on today?
I don't know, man.
Someone, Norchad's like way too young for me. I'm not a cougar. Anyway.
Tested me. I am showing, this is me actively showing restraint. Shout out to Jay. I'm not going to call out another network on this show, but I know exactly what he's talking about. That's actually a splinter group from Five Reasons Sports, although I don't think they do a Kane show, but anyway.
Find me another Kane show that covers both men's and women's basketball. I dare you.
Dare them. That just doesn't exist. What do you do? So exactly. But I guess
dog dare you.
That's a good movie.
Classic.
So we're all kind of like, wow, Melissa, really a fan of A Christmas Story, huh?
Didn't I bring up a Muppets Christmas Carol on a show recently?
That's not weird. We Christmas Carol.
I know, but I'm saying I've brought up Christmas movies before.
Then cover it. We're getting there, man.
Christmas Story is literally on TNT and TBS like for 24 hours every Christmas. Like, if you haven't seen it, I mean, then you don't own a TV. Anyway.
So, but I guess the consensus, by the way,
add it to the log. Best Christmas movie. Favorite Christmas movies.
Next December, we'll break that out. Die Hard number one. That.
Actually, best holiday movies, because there are a few Hanukkah movies out there.
We gotta be friendly to our Jewish viewers. So let's boxing them out by going Christmas, but corrected it. You know, don't want to offend anyone, including yourself. So I guess the consensus is he's probably gone.
Most likely.
Is that where he landed?
I'm selfishly hoping that there's a chance that he's.
Well, at some point, do you just like? I mean, we're aggressively filling this roster out, right? Now, we're not going to use our scholarships. No one does anymore. Now, if you saw Calipari showing up to Arkansas, like, I met with the team, but there is no team. Because no one has played. Like, everyone does this every summer now. We're not the only one.
It's going to be the same song and dance every offseason with the
Portland. But I am, if he actually thinks he's coming back, I am annoyed that he's going through this whole thing.
I mean, we've said it before that, you know, with the way we've been attacking the portal and the people that we've already gotten from the portal, it seems like he's gone. But if he changes his mind and decides to come back, I mean,
no, obviously he'll come back and be a starter. I'm just,
yeah,
you know, things can change, so maybe that's not his intent, and then it becomes his intent. But in the back of his head, he's like, I'm coming back. I don't know what he's doing. Because you can even enter the draft process and say, I'm coming back. Like, they'll let you do that. There's no, like, rule against it.
Shout out to Nigel for not stringing us along.
Yeah, and that's actually why I think Norch has. First of all, they're roommates, right? I think they're both in the same boat in that they kind of know what their draft stock is. And Nigel wanted to come back, so he did. And I think Norch had doesn't. Which is, again, it's fine. I just don't expect him back.
Waiting for Cleveland to make an announcement. Or maybe he's not.
I don't think Cleveland doesn't need to make an announcement. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to make an announcement. He's on the team. Mirrored is, I mean, he's the starting small forward. So
I'm excited to see him play his actual position next year.
I think Woga's the only one that we're waiting for an announcement.
He's gone.
No, but I mean that we're waiting for
to
officially say he's gone. He actually might be at Arkansas. Seriously, new coach in there. They're spending a bunch of money.
What is it that the
he's been projected as a second round pick in a lot of mocks too, so like an early second round pick. So
yeah, that could be an option, but he's definitely leaving and hasn't said anything. So he's the other one that I'm not. Keyshawn, sort of.
So we see our starting lineup next season as Nigel, Jaleel, Cleveland, Johnson, and Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
Max is on fire today. Wow.
Damn, bro.
So who else are we looking at in the portal right now?
I mean, as soon as Norchad announced that, I mean, we were connected to that one backup big. I can't remember his name. He was from a small mid-major. If Max is here, he can list his name out. More of a defensive guy. I think he averaged like over 2 blocks a game. But I mean, you can see that, you know, they're going to try and fill this roster out, you know, probably under the assumption that he's gone, maybe, or just, you know, try to add depth no matter what. Yeah, and there's a kid from Morehead State, the guard. But there was a big that we reached out to.
I think the kid from Morehead State, what's his name?
It's Drew Thelwell.
Yeah, isn't he coming for a visit?
Yeah, he's visiting. So, and he said that Miami was like at the top of his list too. So,
I don't think he has an actual offer. Based reading between the lines, he wants to come here. He's visiting, but I don't know that he's.
Interesting. Was that the one you guys were talking about? His shot.
Yeah, definitely has a interesting release. Takes a while to.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fan of Dinkins, right?
Trey Dinkins? Yeah, he's probably my favorite out of those three. I mean, some different positions, but Trey Dinkins, yeah. Tough shot maker. What was that?
It's a good name.
A good name.
Yeah.
Some really good names in there. But yeah, no, a fan of his. Drew Thelwell, he's like, he's like an underclassman, I want to say. I think he might have been a junior, or was he a junior? Oh, no. He played 4 years. Maybe he redshirted 1 year.
No, COVID year. He probably gets an extra year.
Oh, yeah, COVID year.
This is the last year of the COVID year.
Yeah, but he's originally from Orlando, and you know, pretty good playmaker. He had the highest assist rate in their conference. Can get to the rim too. Can slash. I think that's something we really missed. You know, Isaiah Wong was someone that got to the basket really easily. I'm not comparing the two players. We just missed that ability of someone being able to, you know, create opportunities for others, making the defense collapse. So, you know, it'd be big if he could come. Obviously, you know, there are some issues in terms of, like, I don't know how good his defense is. I didn't watch film on that. Stats only tell part of the story. But, you know, he does have a problem with turnovers. He has a high turnover rate. And obviously we talked about the jump shot. So, but yeah, I mean, we got to add people at this point too. So if he's like a rotation piece, then yeah, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, none of these guys are starters. So
no, we kind of have a starting lineup already, but especially, and we've mentioned it before, you know, Jaleel's got high, we've got high expectations for him coming in, but again, he's going to be a true freshman. So there's going to be growing pains. So it'll be good to have some depth off the bench. Moose.
Likes was a mistake when we took him. Should never have been here.
Man.
Let it go. Max has like pent up rage for the taking shots at Wooga, Bensley, man.
Was it on his show last night? There were people in the chat that were so pissed that they discussed hoops for like 10 minutes. They're like, this is a football show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's a Kane show, chill.
Well, it's their show too. Like,
exactly.
So. Yeah, good old likes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, yeah. So, but yeah, no, it's good that we're attacking depth because we didn't last year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've seen that we've reached out to a lot more names than we did last year. I mean, we probably reached out to more names in the first week than we did all of last offseason.
Yep. That is a thing that happens. Mm-hmm.
We don't really have enough viewers yet for that to happen. I mean, we have that one troll, but we've banned most of his burners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what time is it in Canada too?
I mean, I think I'm east of him, so
yeah.
That's, I don't know.
Look at this West Coaster not realizing we were on the East
Coast. What time zone is Montreal in?
I think it's the same.
Yeah. Oh my God, there were so many bots in flows flow motion today. It was crazy. A lot of religious bots. It was really weird.
We've only got botted a few times. Whew. Although most of our viewers are in on Twitter, not here.
A lot of East Coasters. Max is the exception, because Nate's moved to New York, so.
Yeah, I think Moose, we don't have that.
In New York? Is he in New York?
Yep. Moose is in New York.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he was commenting on our deli, Anna.
That was so good. The food was the best part of that day.
Who knew that was like the beginning of the end, man?
Yo, but we had good deli. We had good deli for lunch, and then when we got back.
It was the last summer. We had really good
Chinese food.
The basketball season was about to implode.
Yeah, we didn't know what was to come. But that's okay. It was still fun. Minus the game, we still had a good time. I don't think I sat down the entire second half.
She was pissed.
Well, we were in the last row, so I was able to. I mean, not that there was that many people, but.
Well, you should stay tuned for our Mount Rushmore, because.
Oh, our Mount Rushmore tonight is going to be best fries. I think we're going to have to allow repeats for that one.
Oh, though. For sure. You can barely get the four. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's going to be repeats.
And In-N-Out has shit fries, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, better than some other places, but they're not good.
They're not good.
Max might be making a
best burger in fast food, though, by far.
I can't comment because I don't eat red meat.
Yeah.
Moose, can you send me some Cat's Delicatessen?
You can get Jewish deli all over Miami, man.
Not the same. Not as good as Cat's.
You're in a Jewish neighborhood.
Still not the same.
Anyway, so I'm going to ask a question I asked, I don't know, several shows ago, but so how many like do you think we take all three of these kids if they all wanted to, like, where do you think we're drawing the line in terms of pulling? Because, like, this is to recap, we've got the three freshmen. We think we're going to have four, like, other players starting, and then Jaleel, that's five. Two freshmen, Jobe. That's the roster right now. So we're at eight.
I don't think all three are going to come here.
But do you think we would even take all three? Like, I guess my point is, where do you think we're cutting? Like, are we trying to fill all 12?
I don't necessarily think you have to with the way college basketball is now with a transfer portal. I don't think a lot of schools are going to fill their roster. But I do think we need, I'd say we need two more transfers. I don't know if we take two of those three or if there's other people that we're going after that we don't know about yet, but I would love to get at least another guard and maybe another, like,
we need another big.
Another big, yeah. Whether it's a four or a five, I think we need another big, and I would like to get a vet guard to come off the bench.
I still think we need three more.
Yeah, I was gonna say three more. I think you need a guard that can playmate. I think you need a guard that can playmate and score off the bench. Who's gonna be like the main, like basically a six starter kind of piece. And then I think you need another, like, bigger guard that can kind of come in and fill, like, one through three. And then I think you need another big.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need another big. To me, like, you don't have a backup.
No, you don't. Not right now.
To me, the priority is the bench guard, like the six starter, and then the big. And then, you know, you add kind of – yeah. I think you don't be, like, super choosy, obviously, on it, too. I think you just need – more depth too.
You absolutely need those two because, you know, you can't.
Yeah,
Third. Yeah, we don't. I think the third one. I mean, it'll probably be a wing in case Austin Schwartz isn't ready yet. You know, you don't want to necessarily have to be like he's the only backup wing. I'll just be blunt. If we're relying on Jobe, that's
I'd rather rely on Johnson.
Despite his high IQ basket, like, you cannot be relying on that guy. And that's the only big we have actually off the bench, right? If you want to even call him that. So
who, Isaiah?
No, right now Jobe is the only, if that's what I said, if you even want to
only
call him,
like,
that.
Size.
Yeah, off the bench.
Because I thought the freshman's taller than him.
Isaiah Johnson?
Yeah.
Well, how tall is Jobe? Is he 6'6" or is he 6'?
I mean,
I don't know.
Let me look.
Isaiah Johnson's like 6'7", I think, or 6'8".
Yeah, I don't think Jobe is taller.
Jobe is 6'7".
Isaiah Johnson is either 6'7" or 6'8".
What's up, Poke? Disagree. He's, I would take seven. Her in a second. Get Van Lith on the team.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.